Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
So close to the end of the week. You can smell it. You can taste it. It's surrounding you in your bones.
Yeah, it's already tasting on the edge of my tongue.
It's already tasting.
So bored.
You have been aggro Alan today.
Need a little bit of sleep, this boy.
I know. Just then I was like trying to get you to do stuff like so we can get out of here quickly. And I was like, okay, so what do you want to do for this? And you were just like, I need sleep. I was like, yeah, okay, but what do you want to do for this? 10:30, I'm going to be asleep. Okay, cool. But what do you want to do for this?
I'm an ADD child. Leave me alone. Are you dissing my ability?
Yeah, yes. I'm saying you can't sleep until we get this
I can't
this
stand
done.
Still. I need food.
Yeah.
I need to go for a run.
Okay.
And I need to get rid of this ADD somehow.
Okay.
My grandma says I don't have ADD though.
Take it out on radio, bro. Oh. Like you're doing something. It's not like you're not doing anything. You're recording
a
radio
mic,
show.
I'm boxing my mic.
Anyway, today's catch-up's a bit of fun. You'll see what's in here. If you've read the description, you'll know what's in here. So we won't go into it too much. Screw up Fridays. We stitch up an American. Yeah. And Mia Edgerton Warburton joins us in a nutshell.
Yeah, huge show today. A lot of fun.
All right, enjoy. Josiah's about to go and punch somebody, probably. Okay, don't ruin it. Ow. You've already broken that microphone
once.
No,
that wasn't wrong. Yeah, true.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
One of my best friends, Ben, he is a radio producer doing what we do, but he ends up over in New York City and he produces one of the biggest shows across the whole of America and Canada. So they're based out of New York. They are huge. One of the people on the show is a girl named Nicole. She's quite famous in America.
Mm-hmm.
She started following me on Instagram because of Ben. They talk about me a lot. And I followed her back. She's been sending me a lot of messages replying to my Instagram stories with love hearts and all this sort of stuff. So then I reply to her and there's a bit of banter going on. It's all a bit of tongue in cheek. She's married with kids.
Yeah.
It's all good. She's on the other side of the world. She sends me messages like, happy birthday, sexy, for my birthday. We've got a fun thing going on here.
Yeah.
Anyway, it went to a new level the other day. On their huge show with a million listeners across the whole of America, the other day, this was said about me.
Good morning. It's the mashup on SiriusXM Hits 1. Starting off a brand new week with brand new Dean Lewis,
yeah.
Man. Yes. So Dean Lewis is Australian.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's his song there. And he is actually best friends with my really good friend Josiah, who, Nicole, you like perving on his Instagram.
I love him. He's very handsome. Let's just put it that way.
All Australians are handsome. Yes, but Dean is a good friend of a friend. So
wow.
It's great to see that we're playing his music.
Any friend of Josiah's is a friend of mine.
Any friend of producer Ben is a friend of yours, Nicole.
So it heated up a little bit, and I thought, what can I do with this to stitch Nicole up? Because she seems like a bit of fun. I've never spoken to her on the phone at all.
Yeah.
So I got her number off Ben, and I thought, what if you, Ellie, played my very jealous girlfriend and hit her up and goes, that is enough. Stop flirting with my boyfriend. How will she react?
To which I said, no, Josiah, I can't do that. I'm non-confrontational. I don't want to do it. And you said, Ellie, come on, it's time to put you out of your comfort zone. So I finally got convinced into doing it.
Yeah, so after the show yesterday, I fired Ellie up. I'm like, picture your boyfriend's just cheated on you. Get to that level of anger. And now I'd put that into being. So Ellie pretended to be my girlfriend yesterday. We called Nicole's mobile. It came up from Australia. She had no idea going on. And this is what happened.
My Australian love.
Oh, Nicole, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. This is a bit weird.
What's the matter?
Somebody wants to speak to you.
Someone wants to speak to me?
Yeah.
Give me the phone. Okay,
no,
who's that?
No, don't do it. Don't. It's
no,
all right.
Give me the phone. Hi, Nicole.
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole. My name's Mia. I am Josiah's girlfriend. Josiah,
hi.
Get out.
No, I'm not getting out
no,
for this.
No,
I'm,
no
you can't
know.
Just do this
no.
without my permission.
Josiah.
You're an idiot. This is
it's
between you and
no,
this
no.
is between you and I. It doesn't have to involve
Nicole, I just wanted to have a talk to you, girl on girl, because Josiah played me the audio of you talking about him on the radio, and I just didn't appreciate, like, he's my boyfriend, and I didn't appreciate you speaking about him like that. And then now I've seen the messages that you guys have been sending each other, and it's just inappropriate. I'm not happy about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is all in good fun. I'm married with children, and we live in another country. So it was all just in fun because it was Ben's friend. I didn't see anything by it. There, I mean, this obviously you live halfway across the world. It's all it's all sort of a joke. And no. I'm sorry if you took it seriously.
You know, I understand that. I understand you're in a different country and everything, but I mean, that's not going to stop me. I can still come over there. Because yeah, I just, especially if you're married with kids as well, you know, I just think it's inappropriate for you to be flirting with my boyfriend and likewise with him. I'm really angry at him, and he, trust me, will be copying it from me later on, not in a good way. And so, yeah, just wanted to say you can't go around doing that.
Okay, I'm really sorry that you're so upset, and I did not mean to do anything to them. I'm really kidding. My husband knows of Josiah and knows that it's all sort of a joke because, again, I'm halfway across the world. So if you think I would ever do anything, I'm sorry if that's impressing you that.
I just want you to know that I actually work out a lot, and I'm pretty strong. So if it did ever come down to it, I'll do what's called an Australian slap, and you won't see it coming. I'm sorry.
This is not
I'm
a joke, Nicole. We can keep this going as much as we want. This is my co-host, Ellie. How are you, Nicole?
This is a joke, right?
I'm so sorry. I am actually shaking right now.
Welcome.
This is not me.
Hey, Nicole, you're famous across America and Canada, but welcome to Australian radio.
Yes, I made it. Now I'm international.
That's
how did I get myself into this?
Oh, I love you, Nicole. You can flirt with me all you want because I love it.
I'm literally shaking right now, Nicole. I promise I'm like a nice person. I would never do this.
You know what's so funny? First of all, Ben's dead. Second of all, I was like, you know, it's weird. Like, I see pictures of this girl. She seems like a really, really sweet girl, and I really hope she doesn't think. Like, so I'm over here and make a joke about her boyfriend would really ever be a threat.
Hey, let's be...
Oh, my God. You are all dead. Okay, so I have a kid who's flooding the bathtub while you're threatening me, pretend Mia.
Oh my
and
God.
I love you both. I love you all. What's up, Australia? And
go save your children. I'm so sorry. It won't happen again, I promise.
Nicole, message me as much as you want and say hi to your husband because we love him too.
Okay, bye.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm quite sore, Ellie.
Oh, you're
so going so hard in the gym, man.
Oh, you're so tough.
And by so hard, I mean I did something new the other day.
Okay. Worked out for the first time?
Hey, oh. No, I did something I've never done at the gym, and I attended a Pilates class.
Oh.
Look at me go.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a really good workout.
Okay.
I have very tight muscles. I'm terrible at stretching.
Yeah. I don't know why that's gross, but it is.
Well, that I have tight muscles.
Yeah.
What muscles are you talking about?
Nothing. Whoa, nothing.
I'm talking about my hamstrings.
Okay, go on. Tell me about your Pilates.
Get your mind out the gutter, girl. So I went to Pilates and it was brilliant. One observation I had when I kind of looked up at the end of class was it was quite full, but I was also probably the only person without grey hair in the class. And then
was
I realized,
that a surprise to you?
No.
You went to a Pilates class in the middle of the day.
Well, it was because I just presumed you go to Pilates. It's just hot chicks everywhere doing Pilates in tights. But no, it was a bit of an older crowd. It may have had something to do with the time I went. It was about 11 a.m. in the morning. Most people are working unless you're retired. And I thought, do I have an old person hobby?
Yes, you do. 100%.
Am I missing the boat by about 50 years here? What have I done wrong? Maybe I need to try a night class. I thoroughly enjoyed it and I will be back though. But it just got me thinking, am I an old person?
Did you have much to do with, like, did you have any chats with the older people?
Oh, just a couple of winks here and there.
Oh, yeah. They would have been loving you. They would have gone back to the nursing home and be like, Boris,
oh, I mean, they weren't
I just
that
saw
old.
The hottest man.
They weren't nursing home old. But I got a lot of, what's he doing in here?
Was there a little spot in the corner for them to put their walking sticks?
No, they weren't that.
You know how like some gyms have like a bike rack?
Yeah.
So like, or like a, what's one of those things called?
Well, I was Zimmer the first. Frame? I put my walking stick in the corner of the room. They didn't quite do theirs. But you said, and I told you this story the other, just before, and you're like, my dad does it.
Yeah.
Your dad's retired, isn't
he? Yeah, my dad does it. What? He's very grey. He's 65.
He's a very healthy man by the sounds of it as well.
Yeah, he rides a bit, but he also does Pilates.
Good on him.
Because he's like backs out or something. He's doing it to fix something.
Oh, I'm doing it because I'm trying to get my core going, so I've got a better rig.
Oh, God. Well, you'll probably get the rig of a 7-year-old by doing it.
13, 12, 16, though, I do want to talk. Do you have an old person hobby? My father's best friend, Uncle Steve, he has taken up knitting, but he puts a little torchlight on his so he can see the knitting even better.
Adorable. Knitting's great.
But he's not that old.
Yeah. Well, old enough to do knitting. When I was a kid, this is kind of embarrassing, my granddad passed away and he was a stamp collector.
Oh, that's nice.
So I inherited all his stamps and I began stamp collecting.
I mean, that's a nice way to carry on his legacy. However, come on.
Old man. He was an old man.
Can you sell them? Have you checked?
I've still got a lot of them.
You should have a look because I reckon some stamps and stamp collectors, they will pay a lot of money. If you have some rare one, it's like getting a rare Pokemon card. They'll pay money for it, man.
I mean, I was just getting them all, like 5 cent ones off Australia Post. Like every letter that my parents got, I was like, can I have the stamp?
Yeah, but take his collection.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm going to be stuff rich.
Stuff the sentiment involved with it.
Oh.
Sell it for some coin,
R.I.P.
baby.
Shout out to you, Papa.
13, 12, 16, we're talking, do you have an old person hobby? I've just taken up Pilates. No shame. I am loving it.
Yeah. Once in my life, I tried knitting. I got my nan to try teach me knitting. Wasn't very good at it.
No, I can't imagine you being good at knitting.
The first one done and then you do the second one and then there's a hole in and you have to go back and try and fix it.
Hey, you never got me a present for my birthday this time last week. Maybe you could knit me something for next week. How does that sound?
Do you know what? Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you.
And while I do that, you can go to Pilates and go and see Martha and Beryl and Doris and have a nice little coffee with them. But we did put the call out on 13, 12, 16. For your old person hobbies, Fee from Katandra, you've given us a call. What's yours?
Collecting old coins.
My father does the exact same thing and he's super old. What's your favourite coin in the collection, Fiona?
Dad got the old penny.
An Australian penny?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
I swear, Fiona, tell me if this is right. You can go to those collectible or antique places and they sell like 2,000-year-old coins. And they sell them for like $20. I reckon they're a con.
Yeah. Right.
How old were you when you started coin collecting?
Well, I kind of got handed down a box and it's got all the coins and all that in it.
Fiona, you should do what Ellie does and just sell them.
Make
some money. Ellie's going to do that with her stamp collection.
There's sentimental value, right, Fee?
They're always worth value. Yes, okay, you can go sell them and, you know, get your money back, but you'll never see half the stuff again.
Exactly.
Oh, and how long do you spend staring at your coins every day? Do you know what I mean?
Lots of time.
I know, but like, you know, it's always just, you know, you want to inherit what your parents did.
Yeah, I agree with you, Fee. Yeah.
Because they're not around, it makes it more treasurable.
The only thing I'm interested in inheriting from my parents is their money, to be honest.
Oh, God. Hey, Fee, just finally, before we let you go, what do you think of Josiah doing Pilates in the middle of the day?
That's his choice.
I'm reading between the lines
there.
You're
being rude about her hobby and she's being so kind about yours.
Oh, we love you, Fee.
Thanks for your call, Fee.
Thank you.
Josiah, you are still being very aggressive today.
Oh, I stand by my word. What else do you want from your parents? Oh, would you like my dad's coin collection?
Yes.
Or my dad's house? I think I'll take the house. Thank you very much, Dad.
I'll take the coin collection. Thank you. And I'll use it to buy a house.
You know what? I'll make sure Dad puts you in his will for having his coin collection to go with your stupid little stamp collection as well.
Would your dad leave me anything?
Oh, yeah, he's probably leave you some coin from Egypt that he found once.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, Skander. That's really nice of you.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We screwed up a bit this week. Maybe I'm a better actor than I am radio presenter because in here I stumble way through my words a lot.
Yeah, Screw Up Fridays was an absolute treat this week. This is the highlight of all the screw-ups of the week. We do it every Friday. And I tell you what, this week we've been on fire.
Do you know what features a lot? Married at First Sight. Half of it
makes
is
sense.
Us trying to advertise that show. So have a listen. Here it is, this week's Screw Up Friday. 9 minutes to 7 on the GVC 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie.
Strange handprints that almost look abnormal.
Abhuman?
I was going to say abhuman. Abnormal.
Hey, coming up very soon, we'll be getting a...
Wow, Screw Up Fridays, eat your heart out this morning. So it is going down now, so you are seeing the levels go, like, down?
It is 7:08.
Riddles, they're not too far away.
Riddles.
I'm finally becoming a real man.
Tonight, it's the final two weddings, and in Australia's most controversial social experiment. There.
You can catch all new Amsterdam after Married on at First Night.
Married at First Sight.
She's on fire.
Continues tonight at 7:30 p.m. Yeah, stars Ryan Eggold, Janet Montgomery, and Freeman. Agamemnon?
Ag-Iman.
Ag-Iman?
Yeah, okay. Cool. Did that have a little bit of part to play in your decision to go on the show? That's gone nuts overline, so keep an eye out for that video online. That's or don't, gone, or avoid it.
It's gone nuts overline.
Overline and on the line as well. On the internets. On the internet streaming video stuff.
On the line.
Onto YouTube.
You know how we spoke earlier in the show about how you're turning into an old person with your hobbies? That was very old person of you. Over the line.
Just a couple of special people doing radio, aren't we? How do we get paid to do what we do?
Mate, I do not know. Screw Up Fridays. We'll be up online later on today if you only tuned in halfway through that, or maybe you want to show your friends.
Grab around the water cooler at work, guys, and have a listen to Screw Up Fridays. Look what Josiah and Ellie are doing.
Do it, guys, and then film us. Film it and send it to us.
Yeah, and we'll repost it on the Instagram.
Hit TV.
Unreal, boy.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, we launched a new segment last week that was extremely successful, if I do say so myself, so we're bringing it back this week.
Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, it's where we delve into all the headlines from around the various online news outlets over the last week. And this week, there's been some crackers.
Absolute beauties. My boss, our boss, Benny, sorry, not just my boss, he sent me one. Mm-hmm. I hope it made the list because I forwarded it to you. Yeah. I'm not the headline guy.
Yeah, no,
I just forwarded them to the headline girl.
You're the entertainment guy.
Shouldn't we get Katia Rose to come in and present this?
Or? We should. She's busy, though. She's writing the real news.
No, she's looking at me now.
I'm getting the fake news.
I'm looking at her now. She's on Facebook. Katia Rose, do some work.
Headline number one that gets an honourable mention for this week. Man Bletton.
Oh, here we go.
Katia Rose can read better than I can, that's for sure. Man breaks. Oh, should I put my news voice on?
Yes, please. Oh, yeah, you used to do news.
Yeah, that's true. I
Hang
did.
On. I've go got back a journalism into how degree. You used to be.
I'm Eleanor Cheney with the latest. Man breaks lingerie store window to attack Barack Obama mannequin.
Oh, I got a lot of questions about that headline.
Yeah.
Why is there a Barack Obama mannequin inside a lingerie store?
It was actually an adult store, I discovered after reading further into the article. Just to sell some new G-bangers, I'm guessing. A new line they've got.
Because when I want to buy a G-banger, I think Barack Obama. He rocks a brilliant G-banger.
The Barack G-banger. Makes sense. Headline number two. Shark plays chicken with croc in NT River.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I just watched the footage of this. There's a croc going, like, being fed with the little, like, fishing rod with meat on the end. And then this shark just comes up and goes.
And it's 100% real.
Yeah.
NT, why is that mate, not viral?
The Northern Territory
Let's
is
Let's get that on the
HitGV
Instagram page ASAP.
This one I love. The next honourable mention of Headline of the Week. It comes from my favourite pedestrian TV. Love that website. Mm. Missing one virginity. Lost tonight on Married at First Sight.
Oh, it just doesn't stop for that poor guy, does it?
Lee. I just love it. Missing one virginity. Anyone seen it? I saw it on Married at First Sight last. I think it's gone now.
Taken off him, unfortunately.
Yeah,
poor guy.
That was, of course, after Matthew and Lauren.
Although he was married, so it was in the sanctity of...
Yeah.
Sanctity? Is that a word? Sanctity of marriage. There you go.
There you go. But officially, the best headline of the sixth week of 2019, are we calling it?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, all right. I think it's actually the fifth. Man wants to sue his parents for giving birth to him without his consent.
Yeah.
Well done, man. This is actually insane, this story.
You know what? I wouldn't mind suing my own parents for giving birth to me. I didn't allow them to have me. Did I have a say in it?
Well, that's what he's saying. He's like, I didn't ask to be born. And he's saying we shouldn't be... He's ultimately advocating for extinction. Because he says, like, no sane person likes to work, so why bring up a child who needs to chase a career?
I mean, he's got a very valid point. So what's going on? Is he taking it to court?
Yeah, he's saying it's equivalent to kidnapping and slavery.
Oh.
Heavy. So yeah, he's trying to take it.
Where's he from?
Court. India.
Ah, right. Okay. So it's not on our own shores.
Nah. But still, it's made our shores because it's ridiculous. And
you know
that
what?
Is the headline of the week.
Well done. That definitely deserves it. I am going to go out and sue my parents today.
Yeah, do it. Oh my God, that'd be such good content for us. Yeah. Can we broadcast live from the courtroom? Josiah and Ellie broadcasting live from the Shepparton Courthouse.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm feeling a bit guilty about something.
Oh, here we go. Love
it's been
it.
On, been on my mind for like 48 hours now.
Is this to do with the incident between you and I or?
Nah, what did I do wrong with us?
True. Good point.
Just not respond to all your flirting. No, it's something that happened in a store that I was in 2 days ago. I was in Cotton On, right, down on Maud Street. And I was trying on some clothes, you know, trying to get a new little summer outfit. And I went into the change rooms. And as I was trying on the clothes, something dropped out of one of the dresses that I picked up. And I realized that it was a cockroach.
Oh. I thought you were going to say a wallet or something. No. I was like, yes.
God, I wish. Oh, yeah. I'm admitting that I just stole $1,000 from someone's dress. No, no. The cockroach dropped on the floor of my change room. And yuck. I'm pretty good with cockroaches. Like spiders, nah. Cockroaches, I'm fine. There's been a lot around Shep lately. I think the hot weather's driving them all inside. So I'm killing them left, right and centre. Sorry to anyone who doesn't like killing bugs.
Nah, splatter their brains. It's
oh,
good.
God. Well, let's not get too descriptive about it.
Hey, vegans, I splattered a cockroach's brain.
Oh, stop it. Don't be rude. Anyway, so this cockroach drops out of the dress and I try and step on it and kill it. And I do, but you know how you don't step on it hard enough and sometimes it still survives.
Oh, so it was alive so when it dropped alive. Out. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. It was alive and scurrying across the floor.
Nah.
Anyway, so I attempted to kill it and then it got away from me. And then I knew that there were people in the change rooms next to me. And you know how a lot of people have a fear of cockroaches? I was like, should I say something? You know, because someone's about to get a cockroach run into their thing.
You should have kicked it across.
But I kind of chickened out. I don't know why. I should have just yelled out and be like, hey, guys, just so you know, there's a cockroach here.
Nah, let it go. So what happened? What did they say? Did you hear them yell?
Yeah, next minute I just hear this. And I'm just standing like dead still in my change room, half dressed. Like, oh,
they
God.
Probably think it came from you.
Well, do you know what? I don't think they did. I think I got away with it because no one knew I was in there. You know, like everyone was doing their own thing in their change rooms. No one knew that I'd seen the cockroach first and that I had, you know, had the power to give the word of warning.
So it is a funny one. Are you meant to say something or do you keep it to yourself in situations like that?
I feel like I should have, and that's why it's been on my mind for the last 48 hours because I'm like, I could have saved that poor person who got this huge fright from this cockroach. I could have saved them that and could have given them the heads up.
Well, I got a confession to make. I made some baked beans on toast the other day, real classy meal, to fill myself up.
Is that what stinks this morning? Yeah,
had it last night. Opened up the cheese to sprinkle some parmesan on, which my roommate Morgs had left in the fridge, you know, sealed in a plastic bag. Went to get it out. And then when I went to get the cheese out, there was a dead fly in the sealed bag in the cheese. You throw that in the bin, right? Dead flies probably laid 1,000 poos in there. That's what they do, apparently. Nah, I just sealed it back and left it in the fridge. Thought to myself, that's Morgan's problem.
Wait, did you take the fly out?
No, left it all.
Why not just check the whole thing out?
Not my problem. It was her cheese. It was her fly.
Josiah.
Same reason you left that cockroach.
No, I was selfish. Too embarrassed.
No, because we're selfish humans that don't care about others.
I'm not selfish. I was just really embarrassed. Like, hey guys, it's Ellie here. There's just a cockroach coming your way, just so you know.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We're churning through them pretty quickly. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Another one bit the dust last night, and that person was Justine Schofield. She joins us now. Morning, Justine.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh. I'm sorry that Ellie just used a food description to describe you coming out of the jungle, churning through the celebrities. Sounds like we're cooking and grinding them.
I feel like it was only fitting. How was your experience in the jungle, Justine?
It's sensational. I mean, it's something that is so unique and so unusual, and I wouldn't change it for the world. It was hard. The trials were just ridiculously hard, and just the lack of food was that for me really test me a lot. So yeah, no, it was the best thing I've ever done though, in regards to showing these films and not being a princess. Let's say it like that.
Hey Justine, can I ask who was your fave person in the jungle and your least favorite?
My favourite person in the jungle, my favourite would be Tahir. He was fantastic. He left yesterday, unfortunately. My least favourite, I really enjoyed everyone's company. It's just in different levels. I'd say, I don't know.
Even Justin?
Yeah, I feel like it's just easy to just say Justin.
Yeah, everyone else has.
Right? Unique character, put it that way.
Yeah, we did speak to Tahir yesterday and he said pretty much the same thing. He's like, yeah, I got along with everyone. He said, I really tried with Justin.
Yeah, I think we all tried. tried, yeah. And, you know, he does have a really sex song that's really too. So, yeah, I think just sometimes it's hard for him to communicate.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie, it makes good TV for the rest of us. So for all of us who don't have to deal with it,
exactly.
It's great to watch.
Exactly.
So being such a foodie yourself, how hard was the food? Like, what was the worst thing you had to eat?
The worst thing I had to eat would be the rat. I had to drink the rat milkshake. That was hideous.
Yuck.
That was the worst thing I've ever done. And also, it was an intestine, and in that, I call that an intestine scroll. In that was maggots and bugs, and it was just the smell. I can still smell it now. I'm quite scarred from that experience. Ooh. And it was so large, so it was just so hard just to get it down because you couldn't even hold your nose. You just had to do it. So that was extremely hard for me to do.
Surely being a chef and being such a...
rice and beans.
Yeah.
Rice and beans. I mean, I can't eat any more rice and beans for a very long time.
Surely being such a foodie, though, you could have looked around the jungle and found some seasoning or something, you know, I don't know, like shaved some bark into it or something just to jazz it up. Did that ever cross your mind? Try and make it taste better?
Trust me, I tried, but we were in national park, so we were not allowed to do anything like that. I did smuggle in some salt. Which got us into a lot of trouble. We had to eat kale for a whole day and nothing else but kale and water. We were punished for that. But it was worth it that one day that we had salt.
Oh, I mean, chuck some salt on your maggots and you are good to go.
Oh, gosh, please, let's never talk about maggots again.
Justine, who's going to win?
Oh, it's such a hard one because it's such an interesting how certain characters, celebrities have gone that I really wanted to win. I wanted to see you to win. Now that he's gone, I'm going to go with my lady, Tash.
Good one.
So I hope she wins for sure.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how it plays out. And for you now, what are you going to do now that you're free? Is the first thing you're going to do go get a massage or what's the deal?
I wish. I'm going to head straight back to Australia because Season 9 of Everyday Gourmet starts soon, so I've got to start writing 300 recipes. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but I will manage.
Do you know what?
So that's my biggest thing. I've just got to get that done and start filming that, and that'll start in April. And my book's coming out, so, just getting that all sorted. Busy lady.
Oh, well, if you put a maggot recipe in there, I'll be very proud of you. A jungle-inspired maggot stew or something.
No maggot recipe.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your time in South Africa, Justine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, I received a text message. All it said was the first opening line. It was from a random number. Your freedom is under threat.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
look
what
out.
Do you mean? Then it goes on to say, watch Channel 9 between 7:20 and 7:35 tonight for an important 2-minute announcement. It actually says 7:30 p.m. tonight, which is redundant. So get your English right. If it's p.m., then of course it's tonight. Anyway, for an important 2-minute announcement.
Did it say when it came through who it's from?
No.
So it just said a number, like a random mobile number.
Yep. Then it says authorize. If you look closely at the end, authorize, and then it gives you a web address that you can click on. www.unitedoz.net. So I was like, oh, it's Clive.
Oh, Clive. He's the one with all the ads on at the moment.
Yes.
TV, radio. We are getting spanked.
Oh, Australia's not gonna cop it. When my housemates and I have come up with a dance to that because it's on so much.
See, Clive Palmer, well done. You're having cut through, mate.
No, just because I'm going to dance to your song doesn't mean I'm going to vote for you. It means you're irritating me. I can hear that jingle in my head when I'm going to sleep
at night.
You are
dancing to Clive Palmer. I love it. You know what? He's probably jiggling to it as well. Those man boobs. Oh, he lost a lot of weight, old Clive Palmer, didn't he?
Oh, well, that's not body shame.
I'm not. There's nothing wrong with man boobs. I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just said he had man boobs.
Anyway, thousands of people received this unsolicited text message yesterday.
Oh, don't stop saying unsolicited.
Why?
Because that word just makes it sound like he sent it.
Oh, no one solicited for it.
Well, he didn't send a picture of his junk.
Yeah, but it's just as bad. He's sending threats. Your freedom is under threat. Okay, what do you mean?
Well, maybe it is.
Are you going to release my naughty pics?
Oh, I mean,
that's what I thought.
There are some, you know.
No, there's none. Don't worry. I'm not stupid enough to do that. Anyway, so it turns out this announcement went on TV on Channel 9 last night. And it was basically saying that the Australian government is colluding with China and China is building stuff in Australia to eventually take over.
Building what, like
that's
dim sims? Or?
No, I wish. We need more dim sims.
Building more dumpling houses?
Like, I wish.
How bad can it be?
Yeah, well, no, worse than that. So there's an airport that's in the Pilbara in WA that's owned by a Chinese government.
An airport?
A Chinese company, sorry.
Right.
Which is a government-owned company. And so they're saying that China's trying to control our airstrip so that they can land their planes here and eventually take over.
I mean,
and this is Clive Palmer's warning to Australia.
I mean, he's got a good point. I mean, if you live in that area, which is a remote WA with like probably 500 people.
Yeah. It's a tiny little airstrip. It's for FIFO workers.
I'm annoyed that I didn't get this text. What did I do to not deserve
the text?
Well,
your freedom's obviously not under threat. You're
safe
good. From the Chinese,
so you're
apparently.
Under threat and I'm not.
I'm under threat.
Why did I not get the text? I'm with Vodafone. 13, 12, 16, is anyone in the GV with Vodafone? Am I the only one? Whenever I tell people, they laugh at me.
Yeah, there's not even a Vodafone store in town, is
no,
there?
No, anywhere. I have to go to Melbourne to go get my thing, and they won't let me out of my contract. There's another story for another time, but maybe that's why I didn't get the text.
Oh, because Vodafone's reception is not good
enough? Because I have no reception. Still probably trying to get through.
Well, lucky for you, mate. I'll go with Vodafone if it means that my freedom's not under threat, because I don't want to know that. That scared me.
Well, you know what? I'm open to Clive Palmer's policies.
Oh, God, here
because,
we go.
Only because he's got a good jingle.
Australia's not going to take it. Where? No, I'm not giving him any more airtime. He's already bloody paid for enough. That ad last night, $132,000 he spent on that 2-minute slot. It is not okay,
he's
Clive.
He's got my vote.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
What are your thoughts on Crocs, the shoes?
I'm not a fan.
Not many people are.
Do you know what? I'm not a fan of the look of them, but they can't have been this successful without being the most comfortable shoe in the world.
Well, practically speaking, if you live by the beach, right, and you like walking along the rock pools and stuff, fantastic for that, so you don't get things in your feet.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What they're kind of designed
full
for.
Of holes on the top, so don't like rocks just fall.
Nah, because they're high, so the holes absorb the water, so you're fine, and they don't slip as well. So they have some sort of practical sense for those that live by the beach. For everyone else, I don't know one person that wears them.
Have
besides
you ever seen
my girlfriend's
anyone
dad.
In Shep that's wearing them?
Nah.
I might have seen one or two, but no, it's not. I
saw a couple of characters outside Kmart in some the other day.
Yeah, cute.
I don't know where they picked them up from. My girlfriend's dad wears them, if that makes them any more fashionable.
No, fair enough. It is a dad's shoe, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? The Crocs. Anyway, Crocs have now come out and they've invented a bag. And they haven't put too much creativity into it because, Ellie, I'm going to show you at $422.
Jeez.
Describe to everyone what that bag looks like.
Oh, you're kidding me. Okay, so it's like a satchel, goes over one shoulder and then round the other side of your body, goes underneath your other arm, and it is in the shape of a croc.
It's literally a giant croc.
Not like a crocodile, like the shoe croc.
That is horrific. $422, who would pay for it? And sadly, like you just said, people will.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of weird fashion. People would be like, I could make this work. I'm sorry, but no, you can't. Unless you're Kim Kardashian, go back in your hole and don't spend $422 on that.
That
croc
is
satchel.
Disgusting. Get it together, guys, if you're buying that. Get
it
together.
You have way too much money if you buy that.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, I want to play a bit of a game right now.
Oh.
Not like a game that we've planned.
What can I win?
Nothing. Love, affection, admiration.
Can you call it a game if you don't win anything?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure my love, admiration, and affection is better than any bloody tickets to R&B Vine Days or whatever. Yeah,
I'll judge it after the game.
Okay. We'll play along in your cars if you're up listening now. Josiah, a report has been released about the foods that certain occupations are most commonly eating. So I want to tell you the occupation and I want you to guess what food they're eating. Now, this is based on a study that Deliveroo for Business has done.
Cool.
So food deliveries to businesses. They've collated the evidence? Data? I don't know.
It sounds like a fun game.
Are you being sarcastic? I think it's fun. I just played with myself and it all makes sense. So if you don't get 5 out of 5 here, you're out. Okay. Can you please get a bit of pep in your step this morning?
Oh, I'm good to go.
No,
it's a bit
you're
of
not.
A boring game.
It's not. It's fun. Okay, Josiah Shala, contestant number one. What do you think the people in finance most commonly eat?
Oh, drugs.
Oh, jeez. No. Keep it clean, thanks.
Drugs. I think finance, I just think Wolf of Wall Street. Is that
oh
the
my
one?
God. I think you need to eat something this morning. Get yourself up and about.
Fruit. I don't know.
You're the one making this game really boring. Here we go. I'm going to add this.
That's better. You know what? Now I can play.
Now you're up and about. Fruit. You think they're healthy people?
Yeah.
Well, you're right, buddy. I mean, you're wrong about the fruit thing, but they eat protein-loaded salad bowls.
Ah, so they're all gym junkies.
You accountants, you. All right,
what about lawyers? Ooh, good one.
Or just people in the law.
Bit of extra money in their pockets so they could afford something a bit extra. I'm going to say sushi.
Ooh, ding, 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 ding.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Bang.
Asian cuisine in general, but a whole lot of sushi is...
You know what? I really like this game again.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad. You know, I know a few lawyers. They all eat a lot of Asian.
What does
so
your dad
eat?
He's a judge.
Whenever I go and visit him at work, he will take me for Japanese.
Wow.
So there you go. All right, business and consultancy. What do they eat?
Ooh, business. I'm going to say they're a bit more piggish and they prefer fast food.
Protein as well. But they get a lot of Greek.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, business and consultant. Not here in Shepparton because there's no Greek places here and I'm mad about
it. Yeah, we are. We love our Greek food. Is that because they're thinking that the majority of business people are Greek?
No.
And that's why they want to eat their own food? Okay.
So they get like a big old souvlaki or something.
Yum.
Engineers?
Ooh.
Engineers? Not engineers.
My grandfather was an engineer. What does he like eating? A big English roast.
Incorrect. Italian pizzas and pastas. Advertising and marketing.
Drugs for them as well. advertising and marketing. Mexican.
Nah. You suck at this game. You got 1 out of 5. They are more hipster, obviously.
What's hipster food?
So they go like smoothies, acai bowls, and then they have a poke bowl for lunch. Finally, tech people. Come on.
Oh, nerds. What do they eat? A computer? What do you call a fat computer?
An old school Apple.
Adele.
I don't get it.
What do you call a fat computer?
I don't get it.
Adele.
Oh.
It's a good thing you didn't get that.
I thought you were being rude to my idol.
I was. Technical-ish. I've got nothing for this one. I'm going to say Mexican again.
No, you see like the tech guys go out for lunch. What do you reckon they're going to get?
They're having a large coffee and some Maccas.
Close. Sandwiches, fish and chips. Do you know what? You're right.
Fish and chips?
Yeah. Carb-loaded stuff. Toasted sandwiches.
Did not know computer geeks love some fish. Good on them, though.
Do you know what? You're really right. This game sucks.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Exciting times for our region. Yesterday, it's been a long time coming, but Uber launched in Shep.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before it gets to other places, Echuca, Benalla, Yarra, wherever you are. They're testing in Shep, seeing how it goes. And if it's successful, I'm sure it'll spread from town to town.
Yeah, so it did launch yesterday. It was supposed to launch in December, but a bit of a delay in there. Anyway, I'm looking at the app right now, and there is one Uber driver traveling. So he's heading to Ardmona now.
Oh, man.
He's on the Midland Highway. And he's about to pass Turnbull Road. If you are that Uber driver, call us right now, 13 12 16. We want to have a chat to you.
Yeah, what's it like to be the first Uber driver in town? What are you heading to Ardmona for?
I don't know. Does he have a lift there?
So probably picking up some supplies.
As in like a passenger, yeah.
Of course, yes, passenger supplies.
We looked yesterday on the app and the same thing, there was one car.
I wonder if it's the same guy.
So do I. I want to know if he's the first Uber driver in Shep. Now, I've looked into it a little bit. There has been between 5 and 7 drivers accredited. So it's a slow start. Not a lot of cars on the road, but you can imagine that's only going to grow with time because over 100 people have, thousands of people have demonstrated interest in becoming drivers.
How do we feel about it in terms of the local taxi trade? A lot of the local cabs I saw on the news last night, Channel 9 with Mia Edgerton-Warburton, who's joining us after 8. One of the cabbies there said, we're not worried about it because people stick local and stick with the cabbies.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were kind of doing polls in the office yesterday. A lot of people have never used Uber before. A lot of people born and bred Shep because, of course, we don't have access to it. You and I have used it because we came from other cities. where it was pretty. But back when I was living in Perth, I was using it at least twice a week.
Oh, it is, because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
I'll take a cheaper price any day.
Yeah, and it's so convenient. You just order on the app. It rocks up. You don't have to pay because it's linked to your card. So
yeah,
you can
all
just,
done. It's too easy.
Yeah, but having said that, you know, it is important to still support our local taxi industry.
However, what they all said the same thing in the capital cities when Uber first arrived, and how I feel is if you can't beat them, you may as well join them, because you can be a cab driver and an Uber driver at the same time.
The problem
Why not join them though?
I don't think you can be an Uber driver in your registered cab, as in like if you've got like a Shep cab, then you can't use that for Uber, and they've paid for that license.
So you have to be an independent cab if you want to join Uber.
Yeah,
so
you have to
buy
your own car.
Out. Gotcha, which makes sense.
I know, so it is hard. So our thoughts are going out to the taxi industry. Hopefully this just means more cars on the road ultimately, and you know, just less waiting times for everyone.
He's turning around. He's coming back towards us.
Is he calling us? Because we do have a call coming through right now. Hello, you're live on the radio. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Angel. I'm a taxi driver in Echuca.
You're a taxi driver in Echuca. All right, what are your thoughts on Uber coming to town?
Look, I'm excited for the competition. I'm part of a small independent company called Six River Corporate Taxi. And we're a little bit cheaper, a little bit more stylish than the 1-3 cab, you know. And it's a real fierce competition. Like, I feel like an outcast compared to all the other cabs. Like, I even get picked on at the race sometimes.
Yeah.
I welcome the Ubers coming in. I mean, we've got a lot of really, really loyal customers. And, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think we're going to lose them. But, yeah, I can't wait for the competition.
Yeah, great. Do you often make trips to Shep, or are you focused solely on Echuca?
No, we do longer trips to Kai and Shep and Bendigo.
Yeah, right. Okay, because we were thinking maybe if Uber's just in Shep and kind of sticks to the Shep region, it won't affect the out of towns as much. But interesting, if you guys are making trips that big, that might be your point of difference.
As long as you're picking up the fares in your registered regional area, you can travel anywhere. We do trips to Melbourne Airport as well. Right.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and good luck. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries.
I wonder if Uber has better phone lines when they give us a call.
She's on the road. She's out working hard.
You
are being brutal this morning. need to get some Maccas or something.
I would love some food, by the way. All right. If you're an Uber driver, maybe I won't even order a cab to get, because I don't need to go anywhere. Maybe I'll order a cab just to go
through Maccas
drive-through for me and bring something across.
I'm just looking. Where is he now? He's coming back to Maroopna.
He's just cutting laps of the town.
He's doing dallies. First day on the job. Who wants to do some bog laps?
Somebody order an Uber to put them out of their misery.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
It's a GV rap with MIA.
Oh, yeah. The wonderful Mia Edgerton Warburton from Channel 9 News has stopped by to fill us in on all things Goulburn Valley.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, we would be an amazing choir, the three of us, wouldn't we?
We would be. Should we start one?
Yeah, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hey!
Oh, I didn't know we were doing hey. I was like, ah.
Obviously, the week link, Jay. Tomorrow, you and I, choir.
We're good to go.
That's all we
need. Obviously, a quiet week in news if we're doing hay gear.
Yeah. Well, Ellie actually has a minor in theatre studies, so I think
Excuse me, do you?
I never completed it.
Oh, wow. The fact you started it says a lot.
I have a question.
How come
Josiah has Beats headphones and we just have generic headphones?
Because Josiah thinks he's too good for us.
Yeah, and I'm loaded and can afford them. So
do you know what? Stop complaining though, Mia, because at least you've got headphones this week. This is a real up on the last
few weeks.
It's
the first week you've had headies.
Yeah, I can hear my own theme song.
Good job.
Because usually I just have to watch Ellie and Josiah jam to it and it's silent in here.
What's happening in news? Uber, yesterday,
Uber in Shep Vegas, finally.
So excited about this. Uber is life.
It is life, but you know, there was that question because we have a lot of taxi companies in Shepparton. Will this affect their service? A lot told me they didn't think it would because they think country patrons are very loyal to taxis because they know where the money's going.
Unfortunately, when they know it's a cheaper service and they can get a cheaper service, I think they'll take it. My saying to them is if you can't beat them, join them. Taxis but, can become Ubers themselves.
Yeah, but taxis also don't have surge pricing like Ubers do.
Yeah, true. That's true. And the thing is, here in Shep particularly, the taxi drivers, they kind of become your friends. Like, because there's not a lot of them, you get to know them. I've had a fair few conversations after a couple of frothies with a few.
Yeah,
but
so
now
I
consider friends.
Yeah, on my birthday, you had a really good one with that Uber drive. I mean, not taxi drive. Oh, no, it was Uber. Sorry, that story doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, we were in Melbourne. Yeah,
she wouldn't remember, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Neither do I.
Anyway, we won't go into what happened the night of your birthday, Mia. What else has been happening in news?
So Bob Geldof coming in hot to Shepparton.
Yeah,
very exciting
news. Everyone's very much excited about this. He's a cool dude.
I'll admit, I didn't really know who he was.
Yeah,
I knew who Pixie Geldof was.
Do you know who Mia didn't know who he was? Since it doesn't make sense.
That'll do.
Mia didn't know who Don Bradman was.
You're kidding me.
I vaguely have heard the name.
You vaguely have heard the name.
Chop up your passport. You don't deserve to be Australian right now. Donald Bradman is, 2001 he died, the most successful and greatest batsman and cricketer to ever have lived.
I didn't think Albanians liked cricket.
Oh. Love cricket. Hey, you know what? There's a couple of Albanian brothers that I know that play a very high level of cricket.
Are you responsible for... I just had to give you an Albanian alert because you brought up being Albanian.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it was one thing we don't discriminate against, and that's sport.
I'm sure Albanians are very good at sport and cricket. I was just trying to rip into Josiah over
thank
here.
You. Okay, thank you. Cool.
Also, this is something else that happened in news. Josiah went on Married at First Sight.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, the guy with the man bun?
He looks so much like you.
So much like you.
I've had a lot of messages about that.
Have you?
I'd hope that I'm a lot better looking than that guy.
I was about to say he's way hotter.
No, hang on a go. The guy with the man bun does not suit that man bun at all. He needs to have short hair. No, it's terrible. I look fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, we've digressed as per usual.
Very newsworthy segment.
Mia Edgerton-Warburton, thank you once again for coming in. Catch her on Channel 9 News Border North East tonight from 6 for all the latest in what's happening around the GV.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.